Students at the University of Liberia are warming up their vocal cords for Mr. Bush's visit, which will include a 40-minute stop to look at a U.S.-funded teacher training project. University President Alhassan Conte says he will be happy to focus on education with Mr. Bush.
The fact that I'll be shaking President Bush's hand and introducing him to this panel that he's going to talk about on education is very, very important, because education is our problem. We're getting away from that period when we've had this negative publicity as a result of the war. We now have a president who is internationally respected. I'm talking about Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, and we are piggybanking on that respectability to showcase higher education and make sure that we move away our students from a war mindset to a mindset of freedom and justice.
Over the past few years, registration at the university has been increasing, leaving the main campus overcrowded with about 15,000 students in an area meant for 3,000. Musicians also warmed up in front of the former executive grounds in downtown Monrovia, which are dilapidated and have not been used since the early 1970s. The current executive building is also out of use because of a fire in the president's office in July 2006. Instead, Liberian President Sirleaf will meet with Mr. Bush at the Foreign Affairs Ministry. The U.S.-educated pastor J. Wese Bestman says he has been on a prayer team for Mr. Bush.
I'm so grateful that he will have a chance to just step here. I have no regret that he won't be able to spend a night, because I know we do not have anywhere for him, but but it's so good. Emotions are, you know, just beyond description.
In the busy Nancy Bido Jogbetown market, recently renovated by Liberia's government, Lusu Bwakai is selling homemade spices. She is also overjoyed by Mr. Bush's visit.
First of all, I tell it, God, thank you. And I tell you, thank you. Please help our governments. What make it will go bad behind. Please help our government. Please help our peasant so come up. Because one hand, they can make it. The American people, they are Palo and the Lapia. And I used to see it. But since the war can will go behind, I can tell him, I say, please get out, you help our government. Depending on you, please. That's all I can say.
The Liberians interviewed for this report said they have always felt close to the United States and want more U.S. involvement rather than less. The country's long-running civil unrest ended in 2003 when then-President Charles Taylor fled into exile. Liberia was created on territory carved out by the American Colonization Society during the first half of the 1800s for freed American slaves, who imposed on native populations a system of forced labor until 1931. Nico Columbant, VOA News, Monrovia.